Whether it's in a salad, on the barbie, or mixed up as the base to a sauce, tomatoes are a staple in so many of our meals. But the price is leaving a sour taste in plenty of people's mouths, nearly doubling to more than $7 a kg. Yep, $7. With that price at the checkout, lots of people are turning to grow your own, but now even the plants are hard to come by. Our reporter Louise Tanuth and camera operator Marika Habazi went to have a look at what's driving up the price.
With prices so high, tomatoes are like red gold. We decided to go looking for them to see how much a few tomatoes would set us back. First up was Pack and Save Royal Oak, then Countdown Green Lane.
So after visiting the two supermarkets, the prices worked out at roughly the same. At Countdown it was $7.50 a kg, Pack and Save was $5.99. So for three tomatoes, it was roughly $1 per tomato.
Here's where it all happens. Around 100 pallets of tomatoes decorate the warehouse floor at Produce Group United Fresh. President of United Fresh, Jerry Prendergast, explains why things have become so expensive.
With the Peppino mosaic virus that's been plaguing the tomato industry since about May last year, that's really affected the crop quite significantly. As we've gone into summer, with many growers pulling out crops, getting back into their crop rotation and sterilising their facilities, there just simply hasn't been as many tomatoes growing this year as we've seen in the past years.
He says growers are facing many struggles due to the disease.
So any grower that's got that in their glasshouse or in their operation, they've got to make some pretty swift decisions to pull that out of the glasshouse, to pull their crop out. And during that period, they've got a stand down period, so there's no production going on for them, which is really affecting their yields, it's affecting their income.
And while tomatoes that are grown on plants with the disease are okay to eat, it poses a biosecurity risk for some countries overseas, so exports are down too. As for when the price might drop down again, it could be a lot longer.
I wish I did have a crystal ball on this one. I haven't got an exact time frame. You know, a whole growing cycle and the process can take 12 months. We saw the start of this in May last year. If we were looking in towards what that means in the future, I'd like to see this settle down as we go into winter.
For some, there's a simple solution to avoid forking out.
I saw them in the supermarket for $5.99, but I grow my own, so I never had to buy them.
I'm growing tomatoes at home, so didn't buy any for the last few weeks.
I haven't actually noticed the prices, but we grow our own, so it's been quite a good summer for that.
If that doesn't interest you, it might be time to get a taste for something else while you wait for the price to come back down.
A buck, a store-bought tomato. Woo!